Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's Academic Vocabulary Challenge. My name is Eric, your resident English teacher, and today, let's talk about ancient civilizations. What? Ancient civilizations? 古代文明? Are you kidding me? Why are we learning about ancient civilizations? 我们干嘛在学古代文明啊? That's a good question, but believe it or not, ancient civilizations are a part of your daily life.Current elements of our government and our way of life today all come from ancient civilizations, so understanding them will help us understand our own way of life. 所以古文化的一些特征就连在我们当代的政府还是持续的存在。那了解这些特征当然会帮我们更了解我们周围的事物和世界。For example, if you study the Roman Empire, you could see how their legal system influenced the civil law system, 就是欧陆法系跟民法法系 of modern governments such as Japan, Germany, and France. You can also see how overexpansion partially led to its downfall. Modern leaders, whether they lead a country, company, or a group,can learn valuable lessons from ancient civilizations. We can better understand how different cultures might act or how groups of people might think. 所以我们可以试图去理解各个文化跟各国人做事的动机跟思考的方式。There are other reasons, such as appreciating and understanding other cultures. Even movies and TV series today are about ancient civilizations.But first, let's focus on our sentence of the day. Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, their religion and their writing have influenced civilization for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. 所以我们不只拥有了他们的科技跟建筑的进展，他们的宗教信仰写作也影响了之后五六七千年的文明。So let's say the sentence again. Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, their religion and their writing have influenced civilizations for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. Faster. Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, their religion and their writing have influenced civilizations for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. So what are the possible thought groups? 这边的思考单组到底是有几个？Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, 1.Their religion and their writing have influenced civilization, 2. For the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years, 3. So there are 3 thought groups. We can break them down into smaller groups, but for our purpose today, let's just break them into 3 groups. What about sentence stress? 就是重音到底应该放在哪一个字? You could say,Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, their religion and their writing have influenced civilization for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. How about intonation? Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, up,Their religion and their writing have influenced civilization up for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years down. Now, we talked about thought groups, we talked about word stress, and we talked about intonation. Let's briefly talk about grammar. If you look at this sentence carefully, or the original sentence, which reads,Not only do we have these technological and architectural advancements, their religion, their writing has influenced civilization since for the last 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years. So if you examine the grammar, you might think their religion, their writing has. Aren't these two different things together? So you should say their religion and their writing have influence.And maybe you might even think, well, how come he says has influenced civilization since for the last 5, 6, 7,000 years. Shouldn't you use since or for, but not both? So, of course, when you are speaking and when you are thinking, and if you are recalling information, especially factual information, it's very hard for your brain to process all this information at once. 所以要思考就是要怎么去讲，然后还有这些资讯，还有要怎么去呈现、表达这些资讯，你大脑负担太重，所以自然会有一点口误。 每一个人在说英文的时候，不管他是母语者或者第二语言学习者，都难免会有一点口误。你要看一个口误非常多的人，你看现在的美国总统就好了。当然，他不是最好的例子，但是可以看到一个人在讲话的时候，他还是难免有口误吧。 So while grammar is important, you must remember that speech is for communication. If you can successfully get your ideas across without misunderstanding, then you are a successful speaker. That should be your first priority. However, it's also helpful for you to know grammar as a tool to help yourself. So if you want to examine grammar, you could use for a period of time and since a specific time. 所以你今天要学他刚才那一句的正确的文法。 首先就是 for 跟 since 的这个部分啊，那 for 是加一段时间， since 是加一个时间点， for 3 years, for 4 hours, or since 1987, since last year. Okay, if you need more information on the grammar points and also the script, feel free to check out my Facebook. I leave all the information there. Okay, so now every time we go over the thought groups, sentence stress, and intonation, and we even talk about grammar, it might seem like a lot, but we have built up these concepts over time. Try to focus on one concept each time. So if you have not heard our previous pronunciation or academic vocabulary challenge, go back to our first lesson. Let's take a break. So it might seem a little strange to you that I'm recommending a video on ancient civilizations and pronunciation challenge. 所以你可能会觉得有点疑问，为什么会讲到古文化在我们的 pronunciation challenge? 通常我们都是讨论日常生活嘛。 The reason why I'm doing this is that I feel you need more in-depth content. Not just things that are easy to talk about. As a university teacher in both Taiwan and the US, many of my international students have good grammatical knowledge and sometimes even pronunciation. However, when I give them a more complex topic like environmental protection, they might be able to talk about recycling and maybe global warming, but that's it. They simply do not have the vocabulary, collocation, or even knowledge to discuss these topics at an academic and professional level.
所以当一个不管是国内或者国外的大学老师，我今天跟学生在用英文探讨这些议题的时候，通常都可以跟我讲几句，但是只要去深度探讨。 就没有词汇，没有搭配词，甚至没有知识去回应。那我觉得这是一个非常严重的事情。我觉得同学是需要内容，而不只是形式而已。So I think students need both content and form of language, not just form. Yes, traveling, eating, and shopping are very important. 就是旅行、吃饭跟购物是非常重要的。And yes, daily life conversations are very important when you are studying abroad or even working. However, many of us need English for professional reasons. We simply cannot talk to our employers, co-workers, or even clients only about daily life topics every day. Hey, how's the weather today? Ooh, it's fantastic. How's the weather tomorrow? It might be a bit chilly. How about next week? I think it will warm up again. Are you going to talk about the weather, eating out, and traveling every single day with everyone at school and work?
Teacher! Teacher! Yes, I am!
Oh, okay. But English is also a great way to acquire more information. To be able to understand more in-depth topics, you need to have the basics down. How can we learn to solve complex problems without even basic knowledge? Now let's go back to English learning and go over some additional words. The first word is technological. Technological is an adjective. It means relating to technology, which is defined as new machines, equipment, and ways of doing things that are based on modern knowledge about science and computers. 所以它的中文定义是技术的,关于或设计技术的. You can say technological advances, 技术进步, or technological innovation, 技术创新. An example sentence would be, technological advances in computing and telecommunications have reduced the need for many people to travel to work. 所以例句就是随着电脑及通讯科技的进步, 许多人将不需要再出门上班了. So the next word is architectural. Architectural is an adjective. Okay, most words that N and A-L are adjectives. It means relating to architecture, which is defined as the style and design of a building or buildings. 就是建筑的,建筑学的. You can say architectural design, 建筑设计, architectural plans, 建筑计划, architectural features, 建筑特色. An example sentence would be, energy-saving features are the highlights of this architectural design. 就是节能功能是这个建筑设计的亮点. Number 3 is advancement. Advancement is a noun. It means the development or improvement of something. 就是发展、提高、改善. You can say career advancement, 职业发展. Advancements in science, 科学进步, 科学发展. An example sentence would be, the new technological advancements greatly improved people's lives. 新的技术科技进步大幅度地改善人民的生活. The next word is civilization. Civilization is a noun. It means human society with its well-developed social organizations or the culture and the way of life of a society or country at a particular period in time. 中文定义就是文明社会,通常是特定时期的社会或国家. You can say Western civilization, 西方文明. Ancient civilization, 古代文明, modern civilization, 现代文明. An example sentence would be, some people think that nuclear war would mean the end of modern civilization. 有人认为核战将意味着现代文明的终结. 天哪,这个字典怎么那么的悲伤? 好,这个是Cambridge的字典, 好像他每一次都会写这种例句, 太悲伤了, 我们就叫它悲伤词典好了. The last word is code. Code is a noun. It's a set of rules that are accepted as general principles or a set of written rules that say how people in a particular country or organization should act and behave. 所以它就是法典,法规的意思. We could say a code of conduct, 行为守册, or a code of law, or a law code, 就是法律法规. An example sentence would be, there were plans to introduce a dress code for civil servants. 所以就有计划为公务人员引入服装要求的规定. Okay, so we have a lot of stuff today. If you're interested in learning more about the academic knowledge that I've been talking about, check out our lecture and ericvocab.com. That's ericvocab.com. come and listen to me talk about vocabulary, knowledge, and how to use English for success. I'm Eric, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye!